give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. You know what? When I was at my daddy's church, they used to sing, "Maybe My Last Time." I don't know. Y'all know about that, right? Hallelujah. Giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, to our pastor, Reverend Stinger, who is not here, to Reverend Jasper, Minister Cole, and Minister Cruz, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you in the name of Jesus. If you would, turn to 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. And I'm just going to touch on one verse. One verse. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And reading the 11th verse. So they went up to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, "God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like a breakthrough of water." Therefore, they call and name the place Baal Perazim. You may be seated. Most holy, internalized God, I love you, I praise you, I bless you. I give you glory and honor on this day. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask you to move in a supernatural way. Father, let this word be a rhema word for someone on today. Let it fall fresh down upon somebody's ears, that someone would be encouraged, someone would be healed, someone would be set free. In the name of Jesus, now unto him who sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb, for all blessings, glory, and honor forever and ever. And the people of God said, grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I want to speak to you briefly on the subject. Our God is a God of the breakthrough. Our God is the God of the breakthrough. We find in this 14th chapter and of Chronicles, 8th to 17th verse, recorded the account of David's defeat of the Philistines. This same account is recorded in 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, 17th through the 25th verse. The Philistines had remained quiet for quite some time. They were the neighbors of Israel, and during the long civil war between the house of David and the house of Saul. But when David became king, they had a problem with it. They gathered all the forces and they came up against David. And they wanted to destroy him because he was aligned with the Philistines. He was their vassal. He was a servant. But they wanted to take a defensive military action against his new capital. Look what it says. It's in the word. It says right here. It says, so they went up to Baal Perazim and David defeated them there. And then David said, God has broken through my enemy by my hand, like a breakthrough of water. Therefore, he called and named the place Baal Perazim. When you look at the literal translation of Baal Perazim, it means master of the breakthrough or Lord of the breakthrough. David's words paint a beautiful picture of the Lord being a breakthrough to the enemy like water. The great theologian Charles Ryrie said, the image of a flood waters breaking through a dam, the idea of a barrier that's standing and erected between you and your destiny. The water came through ripping and tearing and shattering, splintering the enemy's barricade, breaching the wall of the enemy, creating a pathway for you to go through. On this morning, think about it, church. How many of you are in need of a breakthrough in your life? Y'all don't hear me this morning. How many of you this morning are in need of a breakthrough in your life? You're facing the proverbial immovable object and the irresistible force.
Your back is against the wall. Your head keeps hitting the glass ceiling. You feel as if you're knocking and your knuckles are raw and no one is answering. You're praying, you're crying, you're pushing, you're pulling. No movement, no sign, no evidence. Anything is happening. And you're at the end of your rope. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And everything within you is crying out, Lord, I need a breakthrough. Some of you need a breakthrough in your finances. You shuffled the bills. You cut back. You cut corners. And now you cut to the point that there's nothing left. Some of you need a breakthrough in your marriage. You've been hanging in and hanging on, but you feel like you're about to lose your grip. Some of you need a breakthrough in your spirit. Some of you are silent. Some of you are silent because you're struggling. You've been in your wilderness, the dryness of your soul, the dryness of your spirit. You need an uplifting of your spirit. You're tired. You're troubled. You're weary. You're feeling the heaviness of this world coming upon you. Some of you need a breakthrough in your relationship, whether it's with a family member or with a friend. You need a breakthrough. Some of you need a breakthrough in love. You're looking for that right person for you. You're praying to God to send them to you. But I'm telling you right now, you can have your breakthrough on this morning. Some of you need a breakthrough in ministry. You've been trying to be used by God, but you need some direction. You need some guidance. You need a breakthrough. Some of you need a breakthrough on your job. The job situation is not what it used to be. So you show up, you go through the motions, you get your paycheck, you go back home, and you say to yourself, not another day. I can't take this. I need a breakthrough. Some of you just need a breakthrough in life all by itself. I have some good news. Our God is a God of the breakthrough. On this morning, if you're crying out, God is standing by just to hear your faint cry. Just believe and seek him with your whole heart. And God will make a way out of no way. Just believe he will open a door that no man can close. Just believe he will part the Red Sea in your life. Just believe he will roll back the Jordan and heap it up in your life. Just believe he will bring down the walls of Jericho you are facing in your life. Just believe he'll shut the mouth of the lions in your lion's den. Our God is the God of the breakthrough. Now, gotta set this thing up for you. Now, the Philistines wanted to crush David's government in its infancy. As soon as he was anointed king, the Philistines gathered together and tried to put a stop to David's route of his new capital. This is the tactic of the enemy. When God is about to begin a new thing in your life, the enemy is going to get busy. When a new horizon is presented in your life, the enemy is going to get busy. When new illumination comes in certain areas of your life, the enemy is going to get busy. When God begins to open doors and shower you with blessings, the enemy only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy, he moves in right away just to plant a root of doubt in your walk with Christ, to tell you this is not for you. You can't do it. You don't have the strength to do it. But I come to find out that if when God begins to do a new thing in your life, if you don't face some type of opposition, something is wrong. Because when it's time for you to go to a new level, have a new experience, the devil wants to get busy. And I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the enemy will always fight hardest when he knows that God is about to do something great in your life. You'll find out, my brothers and sisters, that when you get in a spiritual battle, y'all better hear me this morning. When you get in a spiritual battle, it's a no holds barred. You got to take off your gloves. You got to be ready to fight. You can't just say, I'm going to run away or I'm just going to let someone else handle it. No. He's coming after you. He's coming to take what God has predestined for you. He's come to rupture your territory. He's come to wreck your world. He's coming to tear you down. You need to know that you need to stand up, get dressed for battle. Am I right about it? You need to put on the whole armor of God here in this place. There's a question I have to ask you. Are you willing to stand and fight? Or are you willing to run away? My brothers and sisters, are you ready this morning to have every yoke destroyed in your life? To have every chain broken in the name of Jesus? Zechariah 46 tells us, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Child of God, it's your time. It's your turn. It's your season. Break away, break free, break out, and break through. The Philistines thought they were going to be successful of defeating David. But God gave him a breakthrough on that day. And even today, the enemy thinks he can be successful, but he is a liar because he will be unsuccessful in all that he tries when he comes up against us. David did three things in order to have a breakthrough in his life. God gave him three things to do. He inquired, he acted, and he acknowledged. Did y'all get that? He inquired. He acted, and he acknowledged. He did. It's in the text. Verse 10. And David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them in my hand? The Lord said to him, go up, for I will deliver them in your hand. Verse 14. He comes back and says, therefore David inquired again of the Lord. And God said to him, you should not go up to them, circle around them, and come up on them in front of the mulberry trees. My brothers and sisters, David had a habitual pattern in his life of inquiring of the Lord. Every action he took, he frequently sought the Lord. He sought him for his counsel and for his direction. Whenever David faced trials, especially against his enemies, he asked the Lord, and he wanted to know his will. And each and every time, the Lord was gracious to give him clear and a definite answer. Inquiring prayer is your first step towards a breakthrough. Yes, sir. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 reminds us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Inquiring and asking God is what is on his heart, not your heart. Lord, not my will, but your will be done. When we pray to God, we're asking him to give us good counsel, to give us good direction, and even when we're in the midst of our spiritual battle, God will make a way out of no way. If you trust and never doubt, He will bring you out. The psalmist said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, they were radiant and their face were not ashamed. This poor man cried out. And he heard me, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamp all around those who fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Secondly, thing David did. After he inquired, David acted. It's in the text. Verse 16. So David did as God commanded him. In other words, he acted in obedience with God told him, what God told him. Obedience, my brothers and sisters, brings blessings. Obedience shows that we love him. Obedience demonstrates our faithfulness towards him. Obedience glorifies God. But I like in verse 11, where David made the statement, and the Lord has broken through my enemy's hand, by my hand. This is very important. It was not just God did this to my enemies, and I just sat back and watched. No. David said he did it by my hand. David inquired. Then David acted in obedience to God's commands. He prayed, and then he participated. Here's a little something about a breakthrough. There are no results of passive waiting for God to do something to you. Breakthroughs come when you allow God to do something through you. It's just like prayer. Some people pray and sit and wait for God to do everything. Prayer requires action. When we pray, we are demonstrating our dependency upon God. And when we're saying that we need God, without that, we have nothing. Prayer is an act of faith. What is it? What's the use of praying and you do nothing about it? What's the use of praying and you're expecting God to do all your work? The key moment after praying, most Christians don't do. We pray, and then we sit down, and we wait. And we wait. And we wait. And we're sitting by our pool of Bethesda, still waiting. Waiting to get in the pool. Still waiting. In our Kadesh Barnea. Going around in a circle. Promised land is just a few steps away. And we're still going around in a circle. Prayer requires action on our part. Too many of who pray fail to follow up their prayers with action. They pray and seek God for the needs in their life. Finish prayer, and then they sit back. And they wait, and they wait, and they wait. Is God able? Yes, he is. Can he do it? Yes, he can. However, never forget, prayer is all about faith. Biblical faith requires action. Hope says God can, while faith says God will. I have the faith to believe God is fixing all the broken pieces in your life. I believe by faith that God is giving you restoration in your life. I believe that God is preparing everything you have prayed for. If you're praying to get healed, God will heal you. If you're praying for your financial needs, God will bless your financial needs. But first you need to act. You have to do something. I remember my mom used to say, you got folks that walk around with a champagne taste in a beer pocket. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all struggling. You done rubbed the nickel so bad that there is nothing nickel to rub. But if you're going to have a financial plan, you got to plan your work and work your plan. If you're praying for your marriage and for a relationship, you need to act. Seek out godly counsel. Don't just sit back and say, it'll work out somehow. And your whole life, your whole marriage is falling apart. You have to do something. Never forget that it is God is the one who heals. He provides. He restores your marriage and your relationship. God uses our faith in action. Prayer is not passive exercise, but an active one. James said it best. He said, faith without works is what?
Dead.
Say it again.
Dead.
Say it again.
Dead.
Faith without works
dead.
Is dead. without action is powerless. If you want a breakthrough in your life, get active in your prayer life. Now, thirdly, he inquired, he acted in obedience, and then he acknowledged God. David said, the Lord has broken through my enemies. Even the name he placed, Baal Prism, was a living testimony to the supernatural power of God. Yeah. We need to have some testimonies of how God can move in your life. Yes, if you got a testimony of how God saved you, you need to tell it. If you got a testimony how God provided for you, you need to tell it. If you got a testimony how God sustained you, you need to tell it. If you got a testimony of how God protected you when the enemy came up against you, you need to tell it. David's enemies came up against him, and he knew he could not take all the credit. He gave credit where credit is due, and it was due to the Lord. David acknowledged God's mighty act. It was God who aided David's army to break through the Philistine line. It was God who routed the Philistines the second time. David praised God and acknowledged him. On this morning, first Mount Olive, has God been good to you? Has God provided for you? If you want a breakthrough on this morning, we need to give God what is due him. If we're going to see a necessary breakthrough in our personal lives, in our churches, in our cities, in our region, in our nations, we need to understand the power of praise. The power of praise will determine the magnitude of your breakthrough. Others say that praise comes when we give God all the praise and all the glory. If you want a breakthrough in your strongholds and the broken chains in your life, they will fall off when you give God the praise. If you want the joy to return in your life, give God the praise. We live from glory to glory, breakthrough to breakthrough, blessing to blessings. What we get in between of our struggle, we get praise. The Bible tells us how to praise God. It does. We should praise him with our voices, with instruments, with our bodies, and groaning and spiritual songs. All these scriptural praises usher us in the presence of God, and when done from the heart, Psalms 47:1 says, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Psalms 113:3 says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is worthy to be praised. So Hebrews 13:15 reminds us, therefore, let us continually offer sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The Bible commands us all living creatures, to praise him in Psalms 115:6. One Hebrew word for praise is yada, meaning to praise, give thanks, or to confess. The second word, often translated as praise in the Old Testament, is zamar, a singing praise or playing of an instrument. The third translation of praise is hala. It's the root word for hallelujah, meaning to praise and honor and commend. All three terms contain an idea of giving thanks and honor to the only true and wise God. He is worthy of all the praise. So when the Bible tells us to praise him, it's calling us to give him a praise from our hearts. See, there's a difference. Worship can be silent. Praise is never. Worship can be silent, but praise is never. The word tells us that God inhabits the praise of his people. The sacrifice of praise has to be offered from the fruit of your lips. I once was told that praise is rent you pay on blessings already living in.
All right.
Yes, it is. Life, health, strength, food, clothes, and shelter.
Yes, sir.
But we not, ought not get crazy over these things.
Well, all right now.
Be happy due to the fact that God got you to get up and move in the morning.
Yes,
give God the praise that you got your breath in the morning.
Yes,
give God the pain. Even though your body is racking with pain, you're able to get up and give him something. You're able to see your loved ones once again. When you get up in the morning, you just didn't do it by yourself. It was God giving you a blessing. Now, since we know that praise is rent on blessings, you endure, you have enjoyed. Some of you this morning are in the arrears on your rent payment. Yes, you are. You know who you are. You are, yes, right, you in the arrears, and you owe God something this morning. So while you are here, while you got this opportunity, you can catch up on your payments if you don't mind. If you got breath in your body, you need to give him praise. If he has provided for you, you need to give him praise. The fruit of your lips, give him praise. Give him praise for you, what you didn't do on yesterday. Give him praise for what you didn't do last week. Give him praise. Give him what is due him. See, some of y'all walking around in his blessings. You riding around in his grace. Huh? You walking around what he has provided for you. And you're taking it for granted. But if God has been good to you, I said, Saints of old would say, it may be my last time. I don't know. Sonny, I don't want it to be my last time. I don't want it to be my last time. I'm going to give God what he is due him. Praise. Praise secures God's presence. 2 Chronicles 5, 13 to 14 says, when the trumpeters and the singers were as one, they make one sound to be heard, praising and thanking God. The glory of the Lord filled the house. You want them to get up in your house? You need to get the praising God. And I'm not talking about your physical house. I'm talking about this house. When you get your house in order and you get to praising God, something happens. Something on the inside, working on the outside, will bring about a change in your life. When you find yourself in your pit, sometimes your friends can't help you. Your mama can't help you. Your brother can't help you. Sometimes you got to praise yourself out of your situation. And not only that, praise secures victory. 2 Chronicles 20, 15 to 22. As they went out before the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy, his loving kindness endures forever. That's something. God's loving kindness. They said it endures forever. You got his loving kindness when you were born into this world. You got his loving kindness when you were out doing everything you thought you were bad to do. You got his loving kindness when you find yourself on the side of the road. You got his loving kindness when he gave you salvation. You got his loving kindness when he adopted you into the family. I'm talking about what God has done. He said his loving kindness endures forever. But then, hold on here. Praise secures an unburdening. Isaiah 61 and 3. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Did you hear that, Kenny? He know what I'm talking about. Did you get that? Have you ever felt heavy in your spirit? Huh? There's some days that you just don't feel like getting out of bed. Huh? When the world has come against you and friends have forsaken you and you feel this anti-you pressing down upon you. But I come to tell you, if you get praise in your spirit, the more you push back, that anti-you has to back up. The more you push back, that wall of oppression will move back. You got to get to the point. You got to praise God for who he is. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise. His praise will continue to be. Don't do that. In his mouth. I got to get through this thing. Praise secures release. How do I know? The Bible tells me. Acts 16, 25 to 6. It says at midnight. Everything seems to happen at midnight. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. The prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and every chain was loose. Somebody want to be free this morning? Huh? Anybody want to be free this morning? You got the chains on you. You need to get free this morning. And your freedom comes when you got to be honest with yourself. You know, I need some honest folk in your life. You got some areas in your life that you need to work on. There's some areas in your life you need to surrender to God. There's some areas in your life that have been holding you back, holding you down, keeping you pinned up, chained up, broken up, and you don't know how to get free. On this morning, I come to tell you, you can be free. Those who are free in the Lord are free. Indeed, you got to get into his word. If you want to get free, get into his word. If you're tired of bondage, get in his word. I know something about God. He has a way of breaking every chain. Yes, he does. Woo! Y'all want to get free? Tired of going through the same old. Tired of dealing with all the drama. Tired, fed up of all that is coming up against me. You need to praise God for your breakthrough. Because our God is the God of the breakthrough. Let me tell you, church, if you want a miracle to happen in your life, our God is the God of the breakthrough. If you want the impossible situation to be moved from your life, our God is the God of the breakthrough. If you're tired and dry and thirsty in your spirit, our God is the God of the breakthrough. Y'all don't hear me this morning. When you need employment in a bad economy, our God is the God of the breakthrough. When your child doesn't want to come to church, our God is the God of the breakthrough. When you're tired, brokenhearted, wounded in spirit, and need a revival, our God is the God of the breakthrough. When you've climbed your mountain and you know that it's time for you to give a sacrifice, and you have nothing left, our God is the God of the breakthrough. Sickness, body racking with pain, our God is a God of the breakthrough. Bent down on your knees, praying night after night. Our God is a God of the breakthrough. Went through the sea, toil and pain. No matter what came my way, I come to understand our God is a God of the breakthrough. When the enemy comes and attacking you on every hand, our God is a God of the breakthrough. Know how I know? He came down 40 in two generations. Yes, he did. He was born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth, did miracles in the desert place, turned water into wine. I'm talking about our God is the God of the breakthrough. Made the blind to see, the lame to walk. I'm talking about our God is the God of the breakthrough. He went to Calvary one Friday and he died. Didn't he die? Didn't he die? But early, 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 he got up with all power in his hand. I said, our God is the God of the breakthrough. He gave you and I the right to eternal life. He gave you and I adoption. He gave you and I sanctification. He gave you and I the Holy Spirit. Our God is the God of the breakthrough. I said, our God is the God of the breakthrough. You need to get that in your spirit. Our God is the God of the breakthrough. If you're down this morning, our God is the God of the breakthrough. If you're going through hell this morning, our God is the God of the breakthrough. If you're tired this morning, our God is the God of the breakthrough. If you feel your back is against the wall, our God is the God of the breakthrough. Our God, our God, our God, true and living God, the first and the last, Alpha and Omega. I said, our God, there is none like unto him. Who can compare to the great deeds he has done, Kenny? Our God is a God of the breakthrough. When you think about what he has brought your mind on way, Reverend Jasper, our God is a God of the breakthrough. When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our God is a God of the breakthrough. This morning, like how the poet put it, he said, my pain was a plan. My grief was a gift. My trial was a test. And because I endeavored and endured, you are God, you, oh God, endeavor to give me more. Hence, my breakthrough is a blessing. My call is a comfort. My life is a living testimony. Our God is the God of the breakthrough. I truly believe, call me crazy, but I'm a fool for Christ. I truly believe God is about to turn something around in your life. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but God is about to turn something around in your life. He's going to turn it around in your favor. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you got to believe him. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I don't know who I'm talking to, but God is going to turn it around for you. He's going to turn it around for you because he's just that kind of God. He's the God of the breakthrough. And on this morning, tell somebody, I'm breaking. I'm breaking. I'm breaking. I'm breaking. I'm breaking. Because God's going to do it because of who he is. He's God, and he is God alone. Stand on your feet. If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord in the pardoning of your sins, today is the day for you to break through. Don't let the enemy tell you, no, you got to get yourself right. You'll never get yourself right. God wants you to come as you are. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. He said, whosoever, if that's you, if the whosoever applies to you, come to God. Come on, the doors of church are open. Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? Hallelujah. So we all saved. Amen. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Give God a praise. Let's do it.